Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze. Thank you.
All right, all right. That was Gang Signs. That was Antidote. And before that, we heard Mate. That was from their new album, Geist. That was the Geist EP.
LP.
Yeah. Sorry. Joining me in the studio today are members of Gang Signs. Is it The Gang Signs?
No, it's just Gang Signs.
Just Gang Signs.
No, the.
Okay. First question. It's a three-parter. Who are you guys? Where did you come from? And what are you doing here?
My name is Peter. I am from Montreal, originally.
My name is Matea, and I was born in Sarajevo, Bosnia.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we met in Vancouver, in 2011.
11.
Yeah. And what was the third question again?
What are you doing here?
What are we doing, like, at CITR?
Yes.
So we played a show last night. And you guys invited us. That's why we're here.
You're here. Okay.
Yeah, and we're here to talk about the music. And we have a show tonight at Fortune. It's our first show promoting Geist in Vancouver. And the album just released October 2nd.
Okay.
We're playing with Mezzaluna and Hiroshi.
Hiroshi. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you played with them before?
No.
No.
Okay. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good guys. Have you heard them?
No. Not off the top of my head.
I think you like it. Well, if you like Gang Signs, you'll definitely like Mezzaluna. And Hiroshi did a remix for us, and he's a good guy.
Yeah. Mezzaluna just released their EP, I think.
Yeah. Was it a week before or a week after?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. They have like these crazy posters all over Vancouver. I don't know if you guys have seen them. They stand out a lot because it's just a white poster, flyer. And then it's just got like weird like pencil drawing, and then
are they all different?
No, they're all the same, but it's just white, and then it has like this weird pencil drawing, and then it has like what's the word? It's like CRUX. I guess that's the name of their their
crux.
Yeah, but they stand out. Like I noticed them right away.
Yeah, sounds cool.
I didn't even know it was for Mezzaluna though, but then
really?
I figured it out after. Yeah,
after you saw them everywhere, like maybe I should look into this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are on tour?
Yeah, so we're doing these little tours here and there. I mean, we all have jobs, so we can't take, a whole week or 2 months off. So where were we last time? Edmonton and Calgary?
Yeah, and we played Victoria last night at Lucky Bar with Dougal Bain and the Beard Wave, which was probably one of the best openers we've ever had.
Yeah, she almost cried.
Yeah, it was
really?
Pretty, like,
was
he plays moving. A fiddle, and, like, he goes off. Like, it was pretty impressive.
Hmm.
And then we also played with Croatia. Funny enough, I'm from Croatia, so.
And that's the name of the band?
Yeah, that we played with last
okay.
night. And two of the members are actually half Croatian, so, yeah, it was a good time.
So they were allowed to use the name?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, it's funny because Dougal, he's a really funny guy, and the name Beard Wave is kind of funny, but when he starts playing music, it's very emotional and deep and totally does not fit the name and his attitude, but it's beautiful that way.
Yeah, and it was their first show, ever, last night.
Really?
As the Beard Wave, yeah, but, and they all have crazy beards.
And, oh, man.
Like, you think it's going to be, a joke or something, but it's, the most serious, emotional music,
And then we played, and it was crazy. A lot of people didn't even know who we were, and everybody was dancing. And we broke up a fight.
Okay.
There was a fight I was going to
have.
Yeah, right in the front row while we were playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So of those cities you mentioned, Victoria, Van, Edmonton, and Calgary, does one stand out as, having, a rock and music scene?
I think Victoria was the funnest show we've played so far.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
People seemed really, into, the music.
Yeah, Victoria's a good music scene. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about, what's the most memorable or, inspirational gig you've ever played? Anything stand out?
I think our last record release, Party for the Remix, that was really good. Mm. So that was at Electric Owl, rest in peace, Electric Owl. that was 2 years ago, and we had everybody that did the remix, a remix on the EP, they actually all performed. And rumors were that people were like, there's no way all these people are going to be playing.
Yeah, there was 10 acts or something like
but
that.
But everybody played. And
half an hour sets.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Electric Owl.
Electric Owl.
Yeah, yeah, it's no longer.
In Vancouver?
It used to be right across the street from the Cobalt.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. Yeah, but
it lasted pretty long. It was like 5 years, 4 years.
No, it was like 3 years or something.
No. I know. I
we'll fact check that. Check that later.
No, okay. He's probably right.
Yeah. And you guys got a big show tonight?
Yeah, Fortune Sound Club tonight. Like we said, with Mr. Luna Hiroshi. The doors are at?
Nine.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. And yeah. We have a new set that we haven't played here. Because we've been, I guess, getting ready, getting back in the game, like doing these little shows and opening for some big bands like Owen Pallett. And what's another big one we did?
We opened up for Tan Lines.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
And we opened up for No Joy.
Oh, yeah, No Joy, yeah.
That's and Outsiders. Was it called Outsiders? No. What was it? Operators,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so this is the first one that we're playing this new set with a lot of, they're almost all new songs. There's like maybe two or three old ones that we actually still want to play.
Okay. Yeah. Should be a listening treat.
Yeah.
And then what's next?
Doing Montreal, Toronto, Windsor?
Windsor, yeah.
And then some other towns in the east at the end of the month. And then we're going to start getting ready to do more shows like in the U.S. We're just having troubles now with the Canadian government.
Oh, really? Yeah. Immigration?
Yeah.
The border, hey?
Yeah.
The border sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now that Trudeau is in power, it's going to be way easier.
Yeah, hopefully he sorts that out.
Yeah.
Sort that out at the border.
So you say we can say the F word, right?
You absolutely can. Okay, it's about free speech,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fuck Harper.
Okay. I don't think too many people. Yeah. That's yeah, okay. I think
I'll
allow that.
Some calls?
I'll allow that.
Hey, y'all. I'm over. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about being on tour?
Seeing Mattea loosen up and getting to spend time with the band. And
you get exposed to other acts?
As opposed to other acts?
Or you get exposed to other acts? Stuff you wouldn't...
Oh, I don't know. We get like, exposed to different beers?
No, we like play with different bands that we wouldn't normally play with, is what he's
saying.
Yeah,
oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Who do we play in Edmonton? Like that crazy 8-bit guy?
Oh, those DJ guys?
Yeah, the guy with the two drummers.
Oh.
What was his name?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so Edmonton, we play with this guy. He has a Game Boy.
And he wears, like, a crazy mask.
Yeah, crazy mask. And he's, like really intense. Like, he knows everything about software.
Okay.
And laughs at all his jokes, at anyone's jokes. He's really out there.
Why do we not remember the name, though?
I don't know.
Edmonton.
And two drummers with masks and some of the tightest drummers you've ever met. Like, they're really, really, really good. And, yeah, they played a really fun show.
Okay.
Who else? Who did we play with in
Calgary? Those like DJ guys, remember?
Oh yeah, I don't remember their names.
Oh, Deer Whale.
Deer Whale.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Deer Whale.
Deer Whale. Deer Whale.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like an Edmonton band.
No,
okay.
Calgary.
Oh, Calgary. Okay. Yeah. So I'm kind of from Calgary. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Who is your favorite band?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I really like Metronomy was one of my favorite bands for a long time. I really like what? Really? Yeah.
Metronomy.
What about Jay Paul?
I like Jay Paul.
Jay Paul.
Yeah, Jay Paul is really good. I like River Tibber. He's from Toronto.
Huh.
What about you? Should go.
I like Crystal Castles. R.I.P. So sad. I don't know. I'm really into R&B music, so I like Aaliyah and I don't know. My favorite R&B singer right now is Kalila.
Okay.
She's like the best R&B singer out right now for sure. And I saw her show here a couple years ago. I think it was like a year or two ago, and there was like five people there, but it was like the most amazing show.
Okay.
So. Really?
It was before people like really knew about her.
Okay, I got a Crystal Castles I've heard of, but a lot of those people I haven't.
You don't know
even...
who Kalela is? Oh my God, you gotta.
Sorry, yeah, I have my head buried in the books.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
Is she famous? Would most of our listeners know?
People who are into R&B music should know.
Is she Canadian?
No, she's from the States.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she tours with like a really well-known DJ called Total Freedom. It's probably one of my favorite DJs.
Total Freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What about best Canadian album of all time?
Oh.
Crystal Castles, maybe, or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Can you give us some options, and then I could say yes.
I'm kind of old school. I was thinking Weaker Thans, or my favorite band is Propaganda. You guys don't like Propaganda?
I don't even know what that is.
Have you ever heard the Weaker Thans?
Yeah, no. Of course.
Okay.
I have. Yeah.
Okay. One of us is okay.
But no, not my thing. I don't know.
That's okay. So I'm trying to get a what is about the Weaker Thans that is not your thing? You're more into bands
it's
that
maybe
are.
Too rocky.
So you don't want to hear that typical rock sound?
I like it when people... I'm always listening to new stuff. I can't listen to albums that are old. And I always like to listen to people who are trying out new things.
Okay.
And do maybe a mix of things.
Oh, I really like Broadcasts, but they're not Canadian.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, that still counts. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I
want to throw that out.
I think that kind of shines through in your music. It's like trying to step it
break
forward.
Break new grounds, yeah.
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 Okay.
And when people say it's like, oh, I can't really describe it. Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
And Dougal Bane and the Beard Wave. Watch out for them.
Dougal Bane
and the Beard Wave. Yeah, they're insane.
Yeah. Well,
It's like folk electronic music. Like, it's crazy.
Crashing through the new ground there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really curious about sort of your motivations for playing music. I'm wondering if... I'm sure it's kind of a mix of both, but...
Get rich or die trying.
is it sort of like a external or internal thing? Is it that you have like something inside that needs to get out and you just need to perform or write those songs? Or is it you just really get off on the audience loving this music that you're playing? Is it like...
No, it's for me, it's always to write for myself first. And then... I know the response has been pretty good, and people want to go see the shows and buy tickets, and that makes me feel even better. It's like, okay, well, maybe I should do more of that. What about you?
For me, it's definitely internal. Like, I was born to do music and sing, and it's like I've been doing it since I was like 4. So, like, I couldn't see myself doing anything else, and I would do it for free.
And if say there was no popularity, everybody hated the show, you would still keep it
up? I would still do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but probably change things around, like try out a couple things.
It helps when they're into it, right?
Yeah, my music was pretty horrible when I first started. Yeah.
But like, I don't know, even if it's not popular, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not good. It might mean that like you haven't reached the right crowd, or maybe you live in the wrong city, depending on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys live in Vancouver?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you live in Vancouver?
I moved here and I love it. I'm never, because I'm from Montreal, right? And I'm never going back to Montreal.
Okay.
I'll go to visit. Like, I go there a lot from playing shows, but I actually want to move somewhere else eventually, like LA, or because I want to do movies.
Oh,
make
okay.
Movies. So LA, and I want to move to Europe, to Germany, to get my German back.
Okay.
I have German and it's all disappeared.
Hmm.
And also, all of my German family are almost all dead, and a lot of them don't have children. So my brother's not going to go live there, so it's up to me to keep the German family still alive.
A lot of pressure there. Okay, yeah. Well...
Or I have kids, and then I just send them there.
There's some cool music going on in...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Good beer, too.
Yeah.
Could be worse. Okay.
I don't know why I live here, actually. I've lived here for a long time. I wasn't born here. I was born in Europe, like I said. But we moved here because my dad is a ski instructor in Whistler. But I plan on moving out of here soon. Hopefully New York, if they'll let me.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if they'll have me.
All right. Then as a band, do you guys have like a ultimate goal?
I think you already said it, right?
Get rich or die trying.
Get rich.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Sign a deal?
We signed a deal. Like, we're on a label, and we have a whole team with us right now.
File Under Music?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
shout out to them.
So do you feel that then you've kind of made it?
No. Okay. No, when you make it, it's when...
You have money.
You get paid like 10 grand a show and you get invited to play all over the world. I guess, yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, we get paid, but we use all of our money to pay for recordings and tour and like merch and like all that kind of stuff. So we're pretty smart with our money, thanks to Peter.
And also, we have we have real jobs to help pay for the real life.
Except for me. I don't have a job.
Yeah. That's okay. All right.
Well, that's why we love you.
Have you ever had to kick somebody out of the band?
No.
Out of this band or like in general?
Any band.
No.
I meant this band, but I'm curious.
No. There's only three of us, so. Yeah.
I
had another band with a girlfriend, and we broke up, so I guess we kicked each other out.
Okay. What would make you kick somebody out of the band?
It would take a lot.
Like not no sharing?
No sharing what?
No sharing, like, you know, you're asking to take some of the bags. Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I gave Adam half my egg sandwich on the ferry.
Yeah,
there's sharing.
That's some sharing.
Okay.
That sandwich was like $7.
Really? Wow.
Generous.
I even let him try my soup.
Okay. You know, buying beers for somebody and not asking for money back and then being nice. And
that's what
next
I did
time,
last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
You buy beers in return. Never being late for a gig.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or like just not showing up for a gig or just not showing up for...
Not having a shitty girlfriend or boyfriend that you bring to practice.
So that could be grounds for...
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want somebody else there who's annoying. I'm not saying that any of our significant other is annoying, but let's say that did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, there's some assholes out there.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't shower. That would suck.
Okay, so showering.
Someone who...
Doesn't want to be in the band and...
Yeah.
Acts like it.
Yeah, never practices.
What if they were just not good?
Well, why would they be in the band in the first place?
They wouldn't
place?
Even in the first place. Yeah. Oh, okay.
One of my best friends, she's like, she wants to be the girl in the band. And I was like, well, can you sing? She's like, no. It's like, well, can I play the drums? Like, well, can you drum? She's like, no. It's like, well, no, you cannot be in the band.
Aw. Okay. Kind of hard answer. Okay.
It's not hard. It's just being real. Realistic.
No talent, not in the band.
Yeah.
All right. That's where she goes.
Then you can join Macaulay Culkin's band, the Pizza Party.
Pizza Party.
Yeah. That's a no talent band.
Okay. Macaulay. Okay, that's a diss. I didn't even know Macaulay Culkin had a band.
Yeah, it's super weird. It's called like Pizza Party or something
and
like that.
They hit pizza boxes and they just sing. And apparently it's horrible, but people watch it because it's Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin's still alive. Okay.
Peter talks about Macaulay Culkin a lot, though.
Yeah.
He just referenced him in our last CBC radio interview, too. But it was about Home Alone. Talking about Christmas songs.
My favorite Christmas song.
Yeah. Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember I really liked it because of Home Alone.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a surprise hit movie. Yeah. You guys remember when that movie came out?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. 1990. Okay. That was a top grossing film of all time.
Peter's a big movie buff.
John Hughes.
John Hughes. But he wrote it.
Yeah.
Chris Columbus. Did you ever see a Chris Columbus's movie? It's so bad. Something Mary. It's like this geeky guy who's going after this girl. The girl used to be in the show Hero. She was a cheerleader.
Love Don't Cost a Thing?
No.
There's something about Mary?
No. No, that's somebody else. Anyway, it's one of the worst movies of all time.
Okay.
Coming from one of the guys who did one of the funnest movies.
Something Mary.
Yeah, he did like the Harry Potter 1 and 2, and then he's like, I'm going to do this teen comedy thing, and it was horrible.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now let's talk about music.
Okay. What do you think of the music industry?
I think it's really good for indie bands right now.
It is?
Yeah. Before it was really hard for if you're an independent act to start touring and get the word out. But now with like YouTube and SoundCloud and everything, a lot of people can, like Dan Solo, Han Solo, no, not Han Solo, Dan, yeah, just hey, my name,
Cyril Han,
close, okay,
because his name, Cyril Han. His name is
Han
Dan
Solo. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Cyril Hatton, he got really big because of that.
Of a Destiny's Child remix, yeah. I actually hosted his first show at TLC, Tropical Love Connection, R.I.P.
Yeah. A lot of R.I.P.s.
A lot of R.I.P.s, okay.
Yeah, we're really depressing.
So things like that, like bands like Washed Out got signed because of MySpace, and that would have never happened before.
But is that the music? That's sort of like, despite the best efforts of the music industry, isn't it? The internet and technology has taken over?
What do you mean?
Well, I was going to ask you like what you think of internet and technology and how that's changed the game.
But yeah, it's just made it easier for independent artists.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can post like one track on the internet and like pretty much become famous if it goes viral. And like one gig leads to another. So it's like, you know.
All right.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a manager or an agent or like really even to like network or put yourself out there. You just have to put it online and let it.
And the more people listen to your music, the more they're going to go out to see your shows. And that's how you're actually making money. In the end, like if you make, you know, 5 to 10 grand a show, you do that twice a week, you're good, yeah.
Okay. So normally
which we're not doing, by the way. We are not even close to making 5 or 10 grand a show.
That's okay. You just still got your street cred.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I still feel like kind of the music industry hated all that when it tried to kind of explode like that.
Well, because they can't make as much money because, like, well, especially artists, too. I think a lot of artists were, like, against, like, the internet and stuff because, like, they were losing money.
Right.
And, like, people weren't buying music anymore. So,
I mean,
that part's kind of hard. But, like, at the same time, I would rather my music get out there and people listen to it as opposed to not. So, I don't know.
Also, a lot of people who were upset were bands like Metallica, who
have
tons
of money.
Yeah,
poor them. Yeah,
and all the CEOs of like those big companies.
Yeah, and it's like they can make money touring and stuff like that. So just go on tour or something, like whatever.
Okay. Then, if you were in charge, say you're like in charge of the whole music thing, is there anything you would change?
You know, I don't like how. I probably should not say that, but. A lot of the big bands get the grants.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice if they could, you know, spread that a little bit.
Yeah, and that's SoCan, the same as science, yeah.
So you know about SoCan?
Yep.
So they get royalties from, you know, the restaurants when they play a song, a bar. And at the end of the year, they have like $3 million left over from all these little bands who haven't collected their check, their royalties. And then they decide, it's like, well, Celine Dion is the one who gets the most money, so let's just give her the $3 million.
What?
Yeah. So every band who doesn't have SoCan, your money is being given to Celine Dion.
Celine Dion, as if she needs it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she needs to wipe her ass with something, you know?
So what's the solution?
Solution?
Yeah.
I don't know, get president of the world to spread the money equally.
You know? Sort it out. Okay. Give every little band their little bit of dues.
Yeah, like any band that's actually working hard that you think are good. Like, give him something.
Okay. All right. We're going to play a couple more tracks from the new LP.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular favorites? We already heard Mate and Antidote.
SW? Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about it, or we'll just jump right in?
I don't know. I just feel good when I play that song on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, we end with it, and we added a little special ending to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit longer, but it's kind of groovy.
Intriguing. Yeah. Okay.
And you'll see it tonight at Fortune Sound Club.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Okay. Here's SW by Gang Signs on CITR 101.9 FM.
single number, I open my eyes, we were a single number, I still don't make a scene.
And we're back. I'm here with Gang Signs on CITR. Hi, Gang Signs.
Hi. Hi, Adam Smiley.
So do you want to tell us about that last track? That was Tonight.
Tonight is on our new LP, Geist, and it's the only track on the album that I wrote. And it's definitely different from the rest of the songs. It's got more of like a R&B vibe. And that's about it.
Okay, I gotta tell you, I really liked it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you some questions about the process of how you make those songs. So I'm sort of hearing that song, not for the first time today, but say for the first time a week ago. How many times have you heard that song? Or what? How much time has elapsed since you wrote that song versus like hearing it on a production?
I wrote that song like 3 years ago on New Year's, so it's been quite a long time. But we recorded our album like almost 2 years ago. It just took a long time to put it out properly.
Okay.
Once we found the right label. So, okay. Yeah.
And is it usually you who writes the songs?
No, Peter writes most of the songs. That's one of the first songs I've actually written for Gang Signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear just from the music. What exactly are you playing? Like, what instruments are you using?
They're all samplers. So I write everything with samplers. And then, popularity. Yeah, and
sorry,
a cell phone.
Yeah. Calls.
Yeah, and then... I recorded my house samplers, and then I had the guitar. I usually start with the guitar, and then I put the beat in the sampler and the bass, and then I write the lyrics and sing within 4 hours. Like, they're all written really, really fast. And then with that tonight song, I had that beat, and I was trying to write something, and it wasn't really gelling. So I asked Matea, would you want to, because she was bugging me, like, hey, I really want to, like, write my singing part. I want to write my lyrics. So I gave her the Tonight song, and then it was really fast, because I've worked with other singers where, you know, a week goes by, like 2 weeks, and then he gives me something, and or she gives me something, and it's just not, doesn't feel like right, like,
yeah, it's
like
cold.
It's there.
Yeah.
And with Matea, when she gave me back those singing parts, I was like, "Oh, this is great! This is like ready to record. Let's do this."
Nice.
Yeah, and then the song was done really fast within the week. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we wrote all that whole album was written in a week. I wrote like 2 to 4 songs a day.
That's amazing. That's like really hard to believe.
Yeah. Usually 2 songs a day. Sorry. And then show the band, and they would pick and choose which ones they like. It's mostly Matea that was really choosy, because Adam just loves everything.
Adam's the drummer.
Yeah, he loves life. He loves people.
He's like the most positive person.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a great guy to have in the band. Okay.
So it's really hard to get him to pick something. He's like, they're all great songs. Let's do all of them, you know? And Matea is more opinionated, so she'll be like, no, I don't like that song. We should do that one. So it's good to have both of them there. And so we chose the songs, and yeah, that's what's on the album.
And they're sort of like, you don't have to spend months kind of tweaking them and fine-tuning them, or they're ready to go?
No, they're usually just pretty simple. They're simple songs.
Nice,
like, I'm more of a singer-songwriter than I am a musician. I'm not very much a musician. I just know how to write songs.
He's very modest.
Okay. No, it sounds like, yeah.
He doesn't give himself enough credit.
Some talent there. So on stage, I would see you, Peter, playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And singing with the mic.
Yeah.
And I would see...
Most people say that I play keyboards in blog posts or whatever, reviews. But I don't know how to play keyboards, and I don't play keyboards. I play electronic samplers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then you got Adam on drums.
Adam, yeah. And now we got him with an SPDES drum pad, so he...
Oh.
He triggers, we added some really good quotes from classic horror movies.
Okay.
So between
on the
songs,
pads.
Yeah. So I don't have to do little talk in between as much anymore. I don't have to do as many cheesy jokes.
Cool. I wanted to ask, what's your favorite piece of equipment, like not a musical instrument, but favorite piece of equipment to use? A pedal or effect or?
Sorry, what?
Sampler? Like, what's your favorite?
So you're saying a sampler is not a music equipment?
I would think of it as, okay, take that back.
Whoa.
If it's an instrument, then I don't want to hear. I mean, like, piece of equipment, like... like an accessory.
An accessory.
Your amp.
A mic? An accessory?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go with a mic.
Your mic is your favorite piece that you
well,
can't
yeah, I
without.
Sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You caught me on that one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I need some reverb.
It sound, okay. Just from the sound I hear, it sounds like you have like all these funky toys and like effects on it.
We, no, oh, well, this, oh, this, the Monotron. That's yeah. the best
oh,
toy,
yeah,
actually.
Okay, Monotron.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can hear it in one song, but we don't play that song live. But we did add the Monotron at the NSW.
Yeah, that thing's yeah. got like a mind of its own.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
So can you maybe just clue me in as to what a Monotron is?
It's a $60 piece of equipment that yeah. Korg does, and it's about the size of a phone, and it's got these little knobs on it and a little tube pad
okay.
that looks like keys, and it just does really spacey sounds, and it can be huge. Like you play it in a huge speaker, the sub... action you're gonna get from that is it'll shake your whole body.
Okay, like
your eyes are gonna explode.
Okay,
that's how it's crazy it is. And then you can make and then you can make it go really high pitched too. It's and so Matea jams with that at the end of the set, and those samplers have so many effects on it. So that's why you're probably hearing like, oh, it looks like we have so much on stage, but those samplers are doing a lot of the work.
Okay,
and we can sample anything on it. So some of the live bass is sampled onto the. The sampler.
What sampler do you use?
It's a piece of shit.
Electro-Korg?
Electribe.
Electribe.
ESX-1. It's the pink ones. They're the samplers, and they have a keyboard in it, and a they're kind of like drum machines as well.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Yeah. They just could be better.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently the new ones are pretty good.
New ones, yeah, they are. Always good. I thought when I was listening to your music that I caught sort of a like a scientific or mathematical aspect. Are you guys interested in science or math? Are you guys nerds at all?
No. I hate science.
You're very
artsy.
Okay.
I was like in dumb math in school.
Okay. Well, the rest of the questions might not make sense, but I'm just going
to
work through
them. I was in high school. I was trying to be a scientist, but
yeah.
I just couldn't do it. Yeah, I wasn't actually higher grade, advanced math and advanced science.
Yeah.
And I just lost
interest. So you are a nerd?
I no, because I was like...
We had nerd potential, but
I probably
crushed.
Had nerd potential.
Yeah, the classes will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we would talk louder than a teacher, and the teacher's like, look, I understand that you don't care about this class, but other people here are trying to pass, and you're luring them into your conversation in the back, and you're talking louder than me. Could you please be quiet and not make every student fail?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. That's what you did?
Yeah. I had experience like that in physics too. And I wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I fell out of science. Because
are you a Gemini?
No.
No? What's your star sign?
Taurus.
Taurus. So
does
right before Gemini.
Pretty close.
I'm on the cusp. Taurus, Gemini, cusp. So.
Okay. So
yeah,
I'm assuming what you're
you
going
and
on.
Me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you some science questions anyway. If they're Sweet. Ridiculous, you can just answer however.
Okay.
Who's your favorite scientist?
Albert Einstein.
Einstein?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Okay. What's your favorite element, chemical element?
Avatar.
Avatar? No, what was that called? They had one in Avatar.
They have...
Unobtainium. That does not count. Whoa. Real elements only. No?
I like the element of love.
I don't know about elements, man.
No?
I don't. Give me some.
Lithium?
What's
carbon,
lithium?
Titanium?
I'm going to make myself seem
silver,
so stupid.
Xenon?
Isn't lithium a drug, too?
It is.
Okay, yeah. I go with lithium.
Okay. Like for bipolar disorder, lithium. Mood stabilizer.
Yeah, I'm
called.
A Gemini, so.
Okay, well, that leads into my next question. What is your favorite drug?
Of like, all drugs?
So I'm a pharmacy student, and I have a pretty broad definition of drugs. I think drugs can be basically anything that elicits a physical response.
Man,
my mom's
really...
not going to listen to this, is she?
She probably not, but
she might.
She
might be listening to it now.
Podcast.
I want to do DMT.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, because those float tanks, they're trying to recreate that feeling.
Huh.
But my friend, his girlfriend's aunt bought, there's this light. And it actually exudes like the DMT from your brain, and you trip like right away.
Really?
Yeah, it's a like $20,000 light bulb.
Huh? I haven't heard of that.
And you just go in, and then you're under the light, and you're already, like, you don't have to meditate. Like, people who meditate for, like, 20 years, they try to get to that level.
Right.
And that light will give it to you right away. And it's, like, $30 for half an hour or something like that.
Huh. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
With the computer thing?
No, it's just a light bulb.
Oh, there's, like, I don't know if you're talking about the same thing, but, like, there's, like, a, like, my boyfriend did it. You can, like, pay for it online. And it's like you listen to sounds.
Oh, I've heard
And it
that,
gives
yeah.
you the effect of whatever drug you want. You pick it and then you pay for it. And then you listen to these sounds and you actually feel like you're on that drug. I don't know how accurate it is, but he did it with something. I forgot which one he chose. But
there's another one that also gives you superpowers. So you're like really strong.
And
then you
skeptical.
Can shoot lasers out of your eyes.
I don't know about that.
You
I've never
like
heard of
two
that drug.
Penises.
Super strength. Okay.
Yeah, that was
are you
not
guys
true.
My leg? I was believing you guys up until then.
No, that's real.
And what she's saying is apparently real.
And the light bulb thing?
The light bulb thing is also real.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you should know this
DMT.
Stuff.
They don't teach us that, unfortunately.
So I've never done DMT.
No.
But
I don't do drugs.
Most interesting. Do you consider music a drug?
Like, music is definitely a drug.
Hey man, I need more music. Scratching my arm.
I don't know. I used to smoke weed, but.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or caffeine. I mean,
I don't drink caffeine.
Wow.
Yeah. I think weed is boring. It's just because I'm the type of person who gets in a bubble and then I don't talk and then I get really weird. And
yeah, we can be pretty antisocial.
Yeah, that happens.
Let's say you get the sativa and what's the other
indica?
One? Indica.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the type of weed you smoke.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But do you ever use music to like. Say you like you feel a certain way and you're just like, oh, I just want to like not feel
definitely,
that way. So
definitely.
You use music, right?
Yeah.
Antidepressant?
No, I don't.
Zoloft?
I watch movies as an antidepressant, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What about being on stage? You don't get like the adrenaline rush?
What happens a lot on stage is before you go on stage, I'm so tired and I'm just kind of more quiet. And after being on stage, I usually like I start drinking like 5 beers in like an hour, and I'm super loud, and I start dancing like an idiot. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? Do you get angsty before, and then you feel?
I'm like anxiety person. Full of anxiety.
Yeah, she needs her gin before the.
Fair enough.
Gin
Fair
is my
enough.
Drug.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we can get through the science part there. We can call that over.
Is that it?
Yeah, we have a few more minutes.
I mean, for the science part. You made
yeah,
it see, okay.
For science.
All right.
I'll let you off the hook here. I'm really curious about what to you is the ultimate musical experience? Like, I see people wearing their headphones, listening to the iPod, or you see people at, like, a music festival where it's kind of the experience, or you have the concert, seeing the band live, or watching them in video, or I don't – what to you is, like, the – your favorite way to experience music?
For me, it would be to play to a big crowd and everybody loving it.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Yesterday it was really fun. Like it was pretty close to what it would like every night to be like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd have to say seeing a really good band live, like last night seeing Dougal Bain and the Beard Wave. Shout out. I don't know. There's just a moment where I was just completely captivated and I couldn't like look away and I wanted to document it and remember it and just felt really like emotionally moved by it. And I don't know. It just kind of like brings you back to reality when you get stressed about like playing a show or stressed about anything really. And then you realize like what it's really about.
Yeah. It's also like being on stage. Like I do like going to shows, but there's not a lot of shows I like. And always finding that new band that really inspires you. Like the last one I saw was at Fortune, The Acid. It's a band, it's like three producers. And I think they're from the UK. Well, they're from different places, but the main guy's from the UK. And seeing him perform was just, it inspired me so much. And it gave me new ideas. And yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
So that's a good experience, to get inspired again by different artists.
But definitely the live experience versus the recorded.
Yeah.
It's just a little better when it's live, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good music is good music, so...
Yeah.
If it's well-recorded and you love it, it can change your life just as much.
Okay.
Like J-Paul, I've never seen J-Paul live, but I love his music.
There you go. All right. Well, on that note, I think I might let you guys go. Is there anything else you want to say?
Thank you, CITR, for being here for us.
You're welcome.
Did you notice that we give you a shout-out on the album?
No.
Yeah, you're on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, CITR appreciates that. Yeah. Definitely. Every little bit helps.
Yeah. And shout-out to
Dougal Bain and the Beard Way.
And to Fortune and everybody who's going to come out tonight. Can't wait to see you all.
Fortune Sound tonight, 9 p.m.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Yep.
Well, thanks again for being here, guys.
Get live or die trying.
What did you say?
Get lit.
All right.
We're really tired.
Okay,
we just
this
got
is the gang signs. Gang signs. CITR 101.9.
Thanks,
Fortune
Anna.
Club tonight. Bye, guys.
Out.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
Wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Trust.